Okay, the first thing we're going to do is approve the minutes from the previous meetings, and we have four of them. So those of you who are here, please bear with us. I hate to make you wait, but I can't put this off any longer. Where is your folder?
I had my folder.
Oh.
No, but I said that the last time, and then I took it.
You know what, though? I did have my folder, and I think I left mine.
Yeah, extra set.
Because I put, okay, you had it. Okay.
Well, you know why? Because I stopped.
Reading others.
What?
I figured you were scared.
Instead of putting.
Okay, I knew somebody did, but I thought it was Katrina. I don't know. Okay. All right, so the first thing we're going to look at is the minutes from November 29th. Before we go through the minutes, I just want to talk to all of you about, instead of recounting every single word we said in discussion, Doreen writes, discussion ensued with regards to the wording, please see audio for more. I just wanted to get an idea of everybody's sense. Are you comfortable with that? Or do you want Doreen to put the whole discussion down? Or how does everybody feel about that?
She's getting paid by the word, right?
In that case, Doreen.
Doreen, the boss wants you.
So does anybody have a feeling or?
I like this format better.
Yeah.
So you're comfortable with that?
As long as you capture kind of the conclusion at the end.
Yeah, I think you can read this and kind of figure out what went on.
Yeah.
If you want to see what everybody said, it's not in here. Okay, so I marked these, but we'll leave them in there.
Okay.
We'll leave it this way, if everybody's comfortable with that. Okay, fine. All right. All right, any changes to the November 29th minutes?
I'll fix that.
Oh, I did have one thing. On, I don't know what page it is. It's the one, two, I guess it's the one, two,
oh, crap, I didn't
third,
know.
The third last page. It's at the top, it says transportation, regular transportation.
Yes.
Okay. And, where it says expandable trust, which I changed to expendable.
You don't want it expandable.
It's expendable, not expandable.
I'm telling you, I think other people want it expandable, but if you want it that way.
We were talking about discretionary spending and how much of the budget was discretionary and how much wasn't. Okay, so Stephanie said 96.3 is contractual, and then it says, is that number from Phil because he's given us incorrect information in the past? Actually, I was talking. I don't know
that
if
statement wasn't from me, by the way.
I don't.
Or me. I don't know who typed this crap.
I don't know if I actually said that. It was Bob St. Cyr that gave us the incorrect information in the couple of years ago about what was discretionary and what was not.
Okay.
So I just want that change to Mr. St. Cyr to make it clear. He came up with a list of discretionary items that were, a list of non-discretionary items that were discretionary. This was several years ago.
Okay.
So I just wanted to know where Stephanie got the and I didn't want to disparage poor Dr. Littlefield in his final days. Okay. All right. Anything else? Any other changes to the November 29th minutes? Okay. Is there a motion to approve as corrected? Paul makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Sue seconds it. All in favor? Okay. So that's approved. And so I'll give it to you with the changes.
Very much.
A couple things and that. Okay. All right. Next is December 7th. Any changes? Okay, I had a couple questions now. On question number four, regular ed health insurance, the question was, do we have a number yet? And then it says, Karen Lessard, yes, the increase was 7.4%, and they are refunded for that. I don't know what was said.
I think what was said was that you thought it was 7.4, but it ended up being 4.
4.
Right?
No, this was down below, yeah, number 5. It said the original was 4, and then the new rate is 1.7.
Health insurance didn't increase 7.4, did it?
It did? This was regular ed health insurance. Yes, the increase was 7.4, and they are refunded for that. Karen, you don't remember exactly what you said, huh?
1.7 was the Pinkerton tuition, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't think that was in regards to the health insurance.
But that's not what the insurance.
Yeah, that was the Pinkerton. Right. That was the one. That was the other question. But this was the health.
I think what I said, because I have my notes here, okay. Insurance increase is 7.4%, and it is reflected in the report.
And they are reflected.
Right.
Okay. Okay, that's better than refunded, because I didn't think they were going to refund the whole increase.
I just thought it would have been a good thing, see? Nobody's ever happy, I'm telling you.
Positive thinking is always good. Okay. And then another one, number 11, co-curricular activities. We were talking about the trip to New York City, and they're really going to Washington, D.C., so is it going to be different? They're going to Washington, D.C., and it may change the amount with a possible one-on-one.
So they have a one-on-one aid.
Yeah. I think it might be they might need more or less. They don't know how many.
But he would have, I don't get what one-on-one means.
Depending on how many kids end up going.
Okay, so that was okay. We leave it that way? I mean, that's what was said?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, it didn't make sense to me. I don't know if that's what he said. May change the amount with a possible one-on-one.
He said it might not change. I'm wondering if that was 1-4-1. Because he was saying because they spent a day less, the cost wound up being the same.
1-4-1.
1-4-1.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Okay,
so
we'll
it may
leave
change
it.
The amount, but it might be a possible 1-4-1.
Yeah, because there might be more.
I'll check it out, but I really think it was
okay.
It was the number. It was all dependent on one-on-ones, how many they were going to have. But that's okay. I'll
we'll
just
call
check
it 1-4-1. Okay. All right. Oh, and then the numbering. The number, your computer, you know how your computer numbers?
Hmm?
So your computer numbers more than we had. So I just changed the numbers.
Right.
At the very end,
yep.
It the computer put 20 and then the answer was 21 and then the next one 22 and the answer 23. So
okay.
I just
yep,
changed
I get
the numbers.
Thank you.
Oh, and then all in favor at the end. Okay. Any other corrections on the minutes? No? All right. Is there a motion to approve the minutes as corrected? Who did? Katrina did? Okay. Second?
I'll second.
Susan seconds? Okay. Those minutes are approved. Okay. Now, December 13th. All right.
A motion and a second and call a vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Okay, number, we're on December 13th. This is just mostly what our votes were. I didn't see any changes to this one. Anyone have any changes or corrections to this? Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion.
Susan makes a motion to approve. And Paul seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. That one's good. And the last, and definitely least, was December 14th. Any changes on this one?
I was present for that one.
Okay. Any other changes? Okay. Is there a motion to approve with the correction? Bob makes the motion. Stephanie seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that's it. Great. Okay, now the next item of business is to review warrant articles and make recommendations on the town budget. So the first thing we're going to do is look at the additional warrant articles, not the ones that we already looked at. And so you each should have a little sheet that has 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, and 32. Now, we only make recommendations on warrant articles that have money, that are appropriations. And some of these, even though they say raise and appropriate, there's not an appropriation in here. So the only ones we're going to look at is Article 27 and Article 30. We're not going to make recommendations on the other ones because they don't involve a real appropriation. They're just, in the future, we want to talk about making arrangements to spend money. Okay, so number 27 says, this was submitted, I believe, by the tax collector, to see if the town will vote to raise and appropriate a 5% cost of living raise to the tax collector's stipend, said funds to be directed by the Board of Selectmen, RSA 41:33, recommended by the Board of Selectmen by a vote of 4-0. Is there any discussion or questions?
So that was not included in the town budget? It's over and above what was there?
Yes. Yeah. It has to go in because she's an elected official. She's not, we're not co-paying her. It had to go in that way. The taxpayers have to approve her getting a raise, or the individual getting a raise.
So she's not included in the normal tax, the normal?
No, there's a line there, but this adds to that line with that guys's. And the way she explained it to us was that she's been doing it for years and years and hasn't gotten a raise. And the way it was explained to us is that depending on who were to take it, or if somebody in the future were to take it with less experience or like that, you might not want to pay them what she's getting paid. And this gives her a little bit of a boost because of her years of experience and like that. But it's something that still gives us selecting the authority in the future to be able to adjust or work with.
Were any of the stipends raised? Because a lot of our employees are stipend, like Dennis and the welfare director, and were any of those?
The welfare director isn't.
She doesn't get a stipend anymore?
No, we
Well, she did for a while.
But we don't decide.
I don't get a stipend.
But we don't decide Dennis's. He'd have to ask for a raise because he's an elected official.
Okay.
So Donna isn't elected.
No, she's not.
Right, so she doesn't have to ask for a raise. Candy is elected, and also you'll notice the treasurer asked for a raise.
Right, because she's elected.
She's elected.
Okay.
So to make it easier, the elected positions have to actually go through this process
to get a raise.
Yes. So
the selectman can't just do it.
No.
Okay. No. Now the town clerk, she's stipend. Right?
She didn't ask for a raise, but you've seen what she gets paid.
Oh, yeah, she gets all the fees and all that.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
So, I mean, I don't think she thought probably at this time.
I understand. So these are the elected officials who were not included with all the cost of living raises and the adjustments.
Right, they're not included.
Okay,
me.
All right.
This is so rude. I'm sorry. This is important.
Okay.
I will be right back, though.
All right.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Is there any more questions about this or any more discussion? Would somebody like to make?
So there's no uniformity then. So like, he doesn't put in, he never gets one, and then people ask for it themselves.
Apparently, that's the way it works.
I'd ask every year.
When you got
5%.
Right, exactly.
Dennis, do you want to?
My pay is strictly depends on what piece of equipment I'm using. And the state sets the pay rate for that piece of equipment. So if you see me in the grader, I'm getting paid a grader rate. You see me plowing snow, I get paid the truck plowing rate. It's my equipment, so you pay me for the equipment, the fuel, you pay me for the operator, the insurance, it's all on me. And you just pay me that state set rate, which isn't the best. If you look at my budget, there's $2,500 for a road agent's salary.
Oh, that's so wages, not stipends.
If you see me out there putting up a stop sign, I put in for whatever time it takes me to put up the stop sign, and I think the pay rate is maybe $20 an hour or so. It's not very much.
Okay.
Basically, I just get paid for whatever piece of equipment I'm using whenever. So sometimes during the course of one day, my pay rate changes 4 or 5 times.
Okay.
And we account for that.
And why do you put up with all the extra headaches?
I don't really know.
I thought you were smart.
Why
are you greater? That's what I'm doing. But anyway, it's a part-time job, so that's just the way my pay works.
But that's a full-time job.
But when we're using the equipment,
then it's
paid
different.
Like you'd pay anyone.
Right. Hourly.
A dump truck might be $85 an hour.
I wish.
What's your rate for a
dump truck? A 10-wheel dump truck is $66 an hour. But the going rate somewhere else is like 80.
Right, but it's we go by the state rate is what we use.
Okay.
So it's not a similar state rate for tax collectors.
No.
Okay, so in case anybody, I was just going to look up the, just in case anybody's curious to see what the stipend amount is.
So they get a stipend, not a salary? I'm a little confused.
They get a stipend. A stipend is different than a salary.
So she could work 1,000 hours.
Okay, the stipend for the tax collector is $85.14 right now. And the treasurer... Well, we haven't talked about the treasury yet. Okay. 5% raise.
Okay. I make a motion to accept the 5% cost of living increase for, can we just bypass both and put 27 and 30, or do we have to do one at a time?
We're going to do both.
All right.
Okay. Okay,
just to confirm, you said it's been several years since she got the last pay rise, correct? Yeah.
I don't remember when she got one before.
Yes, I mean, she's been doing it since her mom. Yeah, it's been a long time.
Okay, so you recommend that we, your motion is that we recommend Article 27.
Yes.
And is there a second?
I'll second
it. Is any discussion? Oh, we'll give Todd a chance. Todd seconded.
Yeah.
Any discussion? Any more discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So we recommended by a vote of 1, 2, 3. 9-0. Because these will be on the ballot. It shows on the ballot what our votes were. Okay, and then number 27 is basically the same thing, but it's for the treasurer.
30.
What?
Not 27. 30.
30, I'm sorry. Did I say 20? No. Number 30 is the other article, yes. For the treasurer, 5% cost of living for the treasurer's stipend.
I'll make a motion
that we recommend Article 30. Okay, Sue makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Stephanie seconds it. Okay. I was just looking.
Yeah, what's the current stipend for the treasurer?
What is it? Oh, I was just looking.
Yeah.
What line is she? Does she have her own? Oh, here, treasurer's stipend is $6,483.
Yeah, if it's the doctor, it's not going to be a huge amount.
No, it's not. Okay, we're ready to vote on that one. All in favor of recommending Article 30?
Aye.
Aye, okay. So, this is
9-0?
Yes, recommended by the Budget Committee, vote 9-0. Okay. Now, the 31 and 32, we're not going to talk about because they don't have money involved. Okay, now the school warrant, That's, we'll go to the, oh, no, no, let's make a final vote, we're gonna make a final vote on the town budget. Okay? And it's, Donna does not have the default amount yet, so we're just gonna vote on the budget that we voted on the last time, make a final vote. And I just wanna be sure and get the number right, so let's just look at our minutes here. Oh, I gave them to you.
What?
The minutes with our preliminary vote on the town budget, because we're gonna make a final vote, and I wanna be sure that we use the correct amount. If I can find it.
The second one in, is it the second one? Not the last one.
This is the seventh, is it? This is, this the one? No, this is the SAU, this is the joint meeting with the SAU. Because I don't think the amount in this is, I don't think this is the correct amount, because this doesn't have everything in it. Okay. It's 2 million, how much?
$2,727,486.
Any cents?
No cents.
Okay. So would you like to make a motion?
Sure. I make a motion that we approve the recommended budget of $2,727,486 and no cents.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Sue seconds it. Any discussion? No? All in favor? Okay. That was unanimous. Okay. All right, now the school. Let's move over to the school. This is the warrant. There's the only money item is the operating budget. And Karen did give us the default budget here on this one. So you can see the default budget is about $80,000 or so less than the operating budget. This includes the school lunch money and all those other things.
Funds and food service.
So this isn't the budget that this isn't the amount we voted on before.
Right.
Because it includes the other items.
Right. The amount you voted on was $8,653,229.
$653,229.
The federal fund is $165,000.
Okay.
And then the food service is $147,283.
Okay.
And that gets you to the $8,965,512.
Okay. Let me just explain that. You have that puzzled look.
Thank you.
No. Okay. We have the money that we appropriate, the $8,653,000. We have to appropriate money in order to spend it. So the 165 of federal funds we get back. But we have to in the warrant include that money so that we can spend it, but it's all reimbursed by federal funds. The same with food service. We have to appropriate the $147,283 for food service, but that money is paid back to us. So it's no cost to us. Okay, so that's why the number that we vote on doesn't agree with what shows up on the warrant.
Okay.
Okay.
It's the same with the town, does the exact same thing.
Okay, so what we can do is we can recommend this item, and knowing that we don't have to come up with that extra, whatever it is, $300,000 for the food service. Okay, everybody got that? So we can vote to recommend Article 2 with the amounts that are in here, unless anybody wants to have a discussion about changing the amounts. there a motion?
Motion.
Okay. So, Katrina, she moved to recommend Article 2 to the deliberative session. Karen, do you turn these in for the town report, or should I turn this in with our votes? Should I turn it into Andrea and Donna?
We usually give her that information.
Okay, so I won't have to turn it into them, because you can tell them.
We'll get that to her.
Okay, so this is recommended. Okay, all in favor of recommending Article 2? Nobody's opposed. Okay. So this is recommended by the Budget Committee. Vote of 9-0. Okay.
So my only question is, there was a warrant article that someone put down that said if you don't have children, they want to see if it passed, that they would see if the town will vote a 10% reduction in school portion of the property tax who don't have students in the school system.
Right.
So is that illegal? Warrant Article 1.
I talked to Andrea today.
Okay.
And she has sent that warrant article to our town attorney.
Okay. Because that'll make a difference on the school budget. Because that means the 200 students that are here, that means only 200 families are going to contribute really to this.
They took 10%.
Yeah, 10% is still a huge
10%.
Bill. That's still like let's say it's a... You know, $1 million divided by 200 families. That's a huge extra tax bill.
Well, the families won't bear the additional burden. The people who are under 60 will bear the additional burden.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this was for people over 60.
Do we know the demographics of the town? Because that's going to be huge.
Yeah.
Impact.
And I'd like to make a comment on that, and you can take it as you might. In my opinion, I think that was just a statement. I don't know as it was meant to, you know, do 10% and blah, 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 because it has to go through the town. Like we've said a number of times, the town and the school are together. We're one. So whether we want to separate or somebody has a bigger budget than the other, it all comes from the same, it comes from our pocket. What I think I would probably press when there's discussion on that is that I think there's a lot of confidence that if this budget, whether it's school or town, is not needed, it will not be spent. I think, and I'll tell you, if it were me, that's how I would present it. I think people, the elderly in the town, have enough faith in the boards that if we keep saying, look, this money is not needed, it will not be spent, I don't think you're going to have any trouble with that. I really don't. I think people are just getting nervous. You know, they see the population, the student population going down and the budget going up. My defense has been, you know, with this current board, I said, I don't think they'll spend it foolishly. If it's not needed, I think they'll return it to the town. I said, I have every faith that they will. And I think that if we keep, or hopefully if people feel that way, you're not, I mean, our town budget went up, you know, and our town budget hasn't gone up, you know, well, by pennies in the last several years. And it took a jump this year. But I think people have faith that it's not going to be foolishly spent. I think they have to understand you have to budget for what if. And if what if is not needed, if we don't need it, whether it's for special needs or transportation or anything else, that it's not going to be spent. So I don't think you're going to find that. I think it was more of a statement petition, in my opinion, when I saw it.
Well, it's just going to discourage young families from moving into.
Well,
I think you're going to find it.
We have a real doubts whether it's legal.
Yeah, okay. I don't think it's
okay.
Legal.
Okay. Yeah, so
then you'll get people that.
That would be. Yeah.
I just have a question. Are you talking about school warrant articles?
Nope.
No,
this is on the town side, though.
So it was a petition warrant.
Yes.
Correct.
Citizen petition.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it had to do with.
No.
Yeah. I'll
does
read
it have
it.
To say who it's petitioned? Who's
yeah, it says
by?
Who it's, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
We can give,
submitted
I mean, yeah.
by.
That's,
I'll read that's it, just so everybody's clear what we're talking about. I'll tell you what it says. To see if the town will vote a 10% reduction in the school portion of the property tax bill to all property owners in Candia who meet the following requirements. They have lived in Candia 10 years or more, have no students in the Candia school system, and one or more of the owners is 60 years or older. But it's on the town.
I can't imagine that would hold up.
No.
I don't believe that it would hold up in court. So,
but even if it does, and I don't know, I'm not a lawyer, even if it does, I think there won't be a problem with, I am confident there won't be a problem with that, and I think the way to avoid a problem is just to say, look at, this is what we need to run our school. If we don't need it, we will give it back.
Yeah, but the problem, this goes on the ballot, and then people vote yay or nay. So regardless of the point, whether they believe it or not, that is saddling the younger, that's what she said, people under 60 aren't going to be moving to this town. And then you're going to have a bigger burden, because then the people who are over 60 are going to be saddled with everything. And the only way this town grows is when young people move in and families move in and we join boards. Or commercial, but, I mean, we have 101. I mean, let's be serious. So it's just, this to me is...
Well,
really,
but we have to accept that.
This will get this. It's a petition.
It's not that any the selectmen didn't support that. We have to accept them.
Okay.
There were over 100 signatures. It was a citizen's petition, and you have to accept them. And again, I think whether it's legal or not, I'm not an attorney. I'm not even going to guess about that. But we have to accept them.
Okay. Can you tell us who submitted that?
Yes, it's Right to Know. Oh, you want to write
please.
Sue, we can do this after the meeting. This isn't.
Well, I'm just wondering, because that would affect this. Do you know what I mean? Like that.
It will
this
affect
more,
the income for the town.
Correct.
For the town, not
for the
for
town.
The school. It's not going to be able to take 10%.
No,
of
but
the
it
school
will
budget.
But it would increase.
That's right. Everybody else will pay more. Absolutely.
So that's not.
I don't think you're going to. Again, we're getting upset about it.
Yeah. And this isn't part of a budget committee.
The next petition.
No, that's why I was asking, though. We're talking about the school budget, and then this gets approved on the town side on a warrant article. That is going to be. That is going to impact the whole, really, in the end.
If it actually works.
And pass.
But please, can I warn you not to get everybody worked up about this? Let's wait and see for the legality on this, and then there's certainly time before March to do whatever needs to be done if it is legal to put it on the ballot. We've had some problems with people jumping to conclusions before things are, and it's been a little bit rough on some of the things that are going on, whether it's housing developments or anything else. So let's just wait till we see what's going on here before everybody else,
So the town deliberative, it'll be...
No, we'll find out from him. He might have gotten back.
Yeah,
by now.
At the town deliberative, we'll discuss this because it's a petition warrant article.
It can be put in, yeah.
So, yeah, it will be...
It can either legally be put in.
My guess is it'll be discussed.
It will definitely be discussed.
Yeah. Everybody sticks around until Article 32.
I think people will stick around until Article 32.
They put it in the top.
Okay, you have to excuse me, but did we vote on number two? We did vote.
Yes. We did vote unanimously.
We didn't. Yeah.
We already voted. Okay.
Number two.
I don't want to neglect that. Okay.
So it was a unanimous vote on the school board budget.
Okay. Now there's one other thing we have to do. We need to do.
Did we vote on number three on the school?
No, because
no, it's not money. There's no money, so we don't bother with that. This is the default budget for the school, and we all need to sign this. And usually, we make a special trip in to come and sign it.
Oh,
because it has to be approved by the budget committee. But since Karen's here and we're here and I have it, if you would all sign this, so we can. She can take care of that, and we won't have to come back and do it at a later date. Okay, so before you leave, everybody's here. Is there anything else that has to be filled in?
No.
This form was...
I think they write their name, then their title, and then sign.
Okay.
And then we will put down the date that it's posted, because we don't want to put that date on until we actually.
Oh, so that's why that's blank, because you just have to put the, okay.
It has to be posted by the 29th, I believe, and we'll do it before then, we'll date that.
And then this is all the how she figured the default budget, so if you want.
No, that's actually just the budget.
That's the budget itself?
Yep, the one that you just approved.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, why don't, we can start over there. Okay, other business, anybody have any other business they want to bring up? I have one thing. Elections are coming up, and Paul's term expires and my term expires. I plan to run again, but unfortunately, Paul has said he does not plan to run again.
Implementing my own term limit.
Two terms is enough.
Yeah.
So, let everybody be aware that there will be a vacant position on the budget committee, and if you have any, I don't know if, maybe I should say acquaintances and not friends, but acquaintances who you think would be worthy and do a nice job, you might mention that, so that we have some motivated, qualified people to fill the two vacancies. Any other business that anybody wants to bring up? Okay, let me just tell you what comes next. The next meeting is February 3rd. That's the town deliberative session at the Moore School, 9 a.m. Now, let me explain to you how this works for the new people. So the new people have to... We have to have a meeting on the day of the deliberative session. The reason is, if any of the warrant articles are changed at the deliberative session, we have to vote on them again. For example, let's say warrant article something, we've approved $100,000 for Dennis's warrant article for winter maintenance. Well, let's say at the deliberative session, they increase it to $300,000.
Right.
This is all fantasy, Dennis. It's all fantasy. Then the budget committee has to vote again to see if we still want to recommend the article. Or let's say they knock it down to $10,000. Then we would have to vote again to see if we recommend the article. So what we do, the meeting starts at 9 o'clock.
We get there a few minutes early.
So I am going to send out an agenda that says we're going to have a meeting on that day, at that place, at 8:45. We call the meeting to order at 8:45. We have to have a quorum, so it's important that people come. And then we adjourn. No, we don't adjourn. We pause.
Yeah.
What do you call something?
Yeah.
Wait,
pause,
I have to do that.
Yeah,
what we
recess.
Pause.
Yeah.
Recess.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then we sit through the whole deliberative session. And at the end of the deliberative session, if anything changes, then we vote again and we adjourn our meeting. So then that's why our meeting is the day and the time of the deliberative session. And I have no idea how course how long that will last.
This probably won't happen, but do we need to explain the 10% rule?
Go ahead.
I don't want to. It's not going to happen, but.
The 10% rule just means how much the budget can be increased.
Or decreased.
Or decreased.
No, it can be decreased as
any
much
amount.
As we want. We can decrease
right.
it to...
Yeah, though,
that's
right.
That's right.
Yeah, we can decrease it as much as we want.
Right.
It cannot be increased more than 10%. Now, if the selectmen come in and say, we've changed our minds, we want an extra $1 million, that would exceed the 10%. So there's a limit to how much they can... That can be increased. And some of the warrant articles are also included in the 10% rule. So there's a limit to how much it can be increased at the deliberative session, which just keeps, you know, a small group of people from going to the deliberative session and going crazy with the budget. But we can decrease it. They can decrease it to as much as they want.
Did we do the CYAA?
Yeah, we voted.
Okay,
we voted last time.
So.
Okay. Anything else? Is there a motion to adjourn?
Well, do we have to talk about this? Do we have this?
It wasn't on the agenda.
It wasn't on the agenda.
No.
Okay, we just had. We got this. Just
you
to
have
edit.
It for informational purposes.
All right, thank you.
We actually won't. Just so you know, we won't be talking about the school until April.
Okay.
Because
so market questions.
because our next meeting is the deliberative session, then the next meeting is the school deliberative session, then the next meeting is the town meeting, and the day after the town meeting would normally be a budget committee meeting, and we normally cancel that one.
Okay.
The 14th would be the next meeting. Normally would be the next meeting.
Yeah, so we cancel that. So the next regular meeting, when we're going to look at all the reports, will be in April.
Okay. So we don't have a March meeting then?
No.
Right, because in March, the 14th is when it would normally be.
It'd be the day after town meeting.
And you don't know who's gotten in. Well, I mean, you do, but, you know.
Yeah, it's just, it's too soon.
After voting.
Right, we've just voted, and we all want to not see each other maybe for another month. I don't know.
So February 3rd, that's Saturday.
Yes.
They're all Saturdays.
And we're here all day.
It depends on how long the deliberative session lasts.
It's at the school, though, isn't it?
It's at the school.
It's at the school, it's not here.
In the recent years, they haven't been to that.
But it just has to be, it has to be a majority. You don't, it has to.
You can't make it, I mean, unless we have a quorum.
Yeah, we just have to be sure we have a quorum.
I just have to make sure I can have that day off, because we're not very well staffed at the moment.
Okay.
And there's like only two of us that can work.
But last year,
now the school.
It was quick last year.
Yeah, it depends.
What does quick mean?
It depends.
2 hours?
2 hours.
It used to last all 3 years.
Yeah, it used to last.
That's what I'm thinking, I'm like.
That's why nobody goes.
The school deliberative session is on a Tuesday, right?
Thursday.
Thursday?
Thursday, usually.
And it's 6 o'clock.
Yes, Thursday.
6 o'clock, not seven.
That'll be quick.
That's at the Moore School.
Oh, my God, that's cool.
Yeah, it'll be quick, because there's nothing. I mean, there's not much here. Yeah, February 8th at the Moore School at 6 o'clock.
February 8th or March 8th?
February 8th.
Because the ballot is the 13th of March.
And then March 13th is when we vote. Okay. All right. We got it? Is there a motion to adjourn? Todd makes a motion to adjourn.
I will second it.
And Katrina seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, don't you.